voting, everybody.
Vote for the name.
Vote.
Rank your choices.
Yes.
Great show, you two. Thanks so much for hanging out.
You too, my man.
You too, James.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later. Be good to each other right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel has been pounding Gaza with new missile strikes ahead of a possible ground assault 5 days after a surprise invasion by Hamas forces. Correspondent Holly Williams begins our coverage from southern Sderot.
Israel's used to living in close proximity to its enemies, but the last 4 days have shocked this nation and shaken its sense of security.
I don't remember every...
Yehuda Gottlieb is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen who works as a first responder. He was outside Be'eri Kibbutz, another farming community, as Israel's security forces battled the militants. Security camera footage shows the gunmen breaking into the compound and opening fire on its residents. They were defenseless. Israel says more than 100 people were killed there.
More than 2,200 on both sides have died. A spokeswoman says a rocket fired from Gaza hit a hospital in the southern Israeli city of Ashkelon today. The main hospital in Gaza is overwhelmed with victims. Gashan Abusita works there.
They're taking Gaza one neighborhood at a time and just completely destroying that neighborhood. And then the following day, moving to another.
Gaza's energy ministry says the sole power plant there has shut down after Israel cut off supplies, leaving only generators that run on fuel. And that's running out. Israel received its first delivery of U.S. weapons today. And President Biden is scheduled to meet with Jewish community leaders in a few hours. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke in Brussels.
We will stay in close contact with our Israeli partners and ensure that they have what they need to protect their country.
At least 14 Americans are among the dead in Israel, about 20 still missing. Lawmakers in Washington hope to move forward with new U.S. aid to Israel after today's vote on a new House Speaker. Republicans Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise are both vying to replace Kevin McCarthy. CBS's Scott McFarland asked Tennessee's Mark Green about division within the Republican ranks.
How hard is it going to be to get to unity on this?
Unity's tough, but we'll make it happen.
It's not just dogs that bite. Postal workers also deal with nasty humans and thieves. U.S. Attorney Ishmael Ramsey says several people have been arrested in Oakland, California.
Some have broken into postal trucks. Others have damaged mailboxes. Still others have violently attacked letter carriers or otherwise illegally obtained mailbox keys.
Tickets for tonight's $1.7 billion Powerball jackpot are selling like hotcakes.
All right, sir. This is $20 for you. Good luck.
It's the second largest lottery prize in history. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limits apply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. So minivans, sedans, JDMs, roll out. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. And with eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. We're not very far into the new school year, and already Central Wisconsin students have missed instruction time because of school threats. While the threats have just been words with no actions behind them, police are reminding students that words matter. News 9 reports the Wood County Sheriff's Department is now working with bomb-sniffing dogs who are able to locate firearms. Student safety is their primary mission. Officials say it's more important than ever to check in with your kids. Find out when they're angry or frustrated about something and have the conversation. Don't hesitate to reach out to school administration and school resource officers to keep communication lines open. Point Brewery is expanding. They're building a new hospitality center in a historic 1936 building. It will include a gift shop and tap room. Portage County Business Council and Point Brewery staff broke ground yesterday morning. The hospitality center is scheduled to open in the spring. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
And so it goes, but where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good Wednesday morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. We are here with Greg Bach on the board. And Greg, we're going to have a very special guest joining us at 10:30 on the StreamYard link. So if you watch us live on the stream, either on Facebook or on Twitter or on, I guess, Instagram, TikTok, all those places, you're going to want to be watching because Kristen is going to be joining us at 10:30. And hopefully, if everything goes well, you will get a glimpse of little Frankie Lou.
Yay.
Yay. We were texting about this last night, and I said, are you going to share Frankie Lou? And she said, well, as long as she's not having a meltdown. And I said, that never happens. And she sent me a picture. They had a little baby-sized cheese head on Francis. She wasn't having it.
Not a fan. I saw the picture.
Not a fan of the cheese head.
Not a fan.
Yeah, so she was pitching a little fit, so we'll see if Frankie Lou plays along. But I would encourage you to watch us on the stream anytime, but especially today from 10:30 to 11. When the new mom joins us, we're going to give her a little news quiz, see how well she's been checked in. Probably not very well.
It's just fine.
For the last couple of weeks. And then we're going to talk baby things. So that's coming up at 10:30. First, though, we're going to start out with something, obviously, that's at the top of the news. The war in Israel, the actions by Gaza right now, the death toll is over 2,200, including 14 Americans. President Biden did make a big speech on this yesterday that was covered by all the major networks. Among the things he said, in this moment, we must be crystal clear. The United States has Israel's back. We will make sure the Jewish and democratic state of Israel can defend itself today, tomorrow, as we always have. That was among the statements by President Biden yesterday. And as I was looking at different articles and reading different pieces about this, there is an article in The Atlantic, and we will have a link to this article in our show notes after the show is over. And it's written by a man called Amir Tibon, and he and his wife and two young daughters, who are both under five, survived the attack on Saturday. They live in a border town right on the border with Gaza, and this just really stuck out at me, so I just want to share a brief portion of this article of what they went through and Amir's view of how we need to look at this. Here's what he said, part of what he said. We kept our part of the contract. We lived on the border. We went through difficult situations sometimes with mortars and the use of incendiary devices to set fires in the fields. If you live in a place like Nahal Oz, you wake up every morning and you know there are people on the other side of the border who want to kill you and your children. So the contract was, we protect the border and the state protects us. And this government, which is the worst government in the history of the state of Israel, led by a corrupt, dysfunctional, and egotistic man who sees only himself, Benjamin Netanyahu, has failed us. There were warning signs that this will happen. The military and the intelligence agencies warned Israel's neighbors were seeing the internal divide in the country over the government's disastrous plan to eliminate the powers of the judiciary. There were reports coming out as we speak that Egyptian intelligence warned Netanyahu days ago that Hamas was planning something massive on the border. The way that the events of the day unfolded is the worst failure in the history of the state of Israel. People like my father and other retired officers had to come down to save citizens. These are men in their 70s to try and save their own families and others. Meanwhile, the military is falling apart. All the civilian infrastructure that is supposed to support the military and society in such an event is also not functioning. Listen, right now we have to win this war. We have to destroy Hamas. We have to make it impossible for them to ever, ever again conduct anything that is even close to what happened on Saturday. No country in the world can allow something like this to happen to its citizens and just go back to business as usual. I feel very bad for the people of Gaza. I am heartbroken. But this was our 9/11. Again, that's from an article in The Atlanta from a man called Amir Tibon. He and his wife and two young daughters surviving the attack by Hamas on Saturday. And again, we will link the entire article in our show notes after the show wraps up. But it's heartbreaking and tragic in so many different ways. So many different ways. And Todd Alba, when he joined us on Monday, said that there are rules of war. Does anyone ever actually follow rules of war? Is there anything civilized about war? I don't know. I think calling it rules of war is a misnomer. I don't see that there are any rules. And all I know is that we will have to keep watch on this and see what develops. This is not over by any stretch of the imagination. And I think, unfortunately, that the humanitarian crises that are going to stem from this are going to be ongoing and long term. So that's where we are with that. Switching gears a little bit, Greg Bach.
Yes.
We're going to go over to Congress.
It's like my favorite place.
And a couple of things that are going on in Congress. Well, today, the Republicans are meeting in a closed-door meeting to talk about who's going to be the next speaker, Jim Jordan or Steve Scalise.
Wait, I'm not on the list?
I don't think you're on the list.
Man, that's not cool.
I know. It's kind of shocking. But they apparently all had to put their cell phones in envelopes and leave them outside of the room so there would be no leaks.
Gosh.
Because they're also trustworthy.
Yeah, I was going to say they're not going to walk out that door and be like, well, guess what we talked about.
Right. But the other thing that broke that just stood out to me yesterday, Representative George Santos.
Oh, Skippy.
And we've talked about him several times. George Santos, elected Republican from New York, in all kinds of trouble already for alleged fraud and other naughty things. Now, other naughty things. Greg.
He's the naughtiest congressman in D.C.
Is he the naughtiest? I don't know.
No, I doubt that.
He's just the most prominent one that we're talking about right now. So he is now facing 10 new federal charges, including allegations of stealing donors' identities and running up fraudulent credit card charges. He charged donors' credit cards without their authorization for personal gain, allegedly falsified records, created and submitted false campaign reports listing non-existent loans, and fabricated and stole campaign contributions. And he says, I'm not resigning today. He said that today.
Yeah, he didn't do it, Jane.
I'm pleading innocent to all the charges. I'm not stepping down. It's all good. Bring it on. And I haven't heard one Republican come out and say anything against him. Like, I don't know, maybe you should resign.
And they won't. They're not going to. That's not their way of doing it. They hide their heads in the sand and hope it goes away. Either he resigns and walks away or people just forget.
I don't know that people are going to forget.
Well, no, I don't think so either. I mean, this is going to be, if he makes it to re-election, which, I mean, at this point,
Who's going to donate to his campaign? Here, George, here's my credit card.
Here's cash.
Oh, yeah, here's cash because I don't want you to have my card.
I mean, it comes down to, I mean, this party, the GOP, is a reflection of their leader. Whether they like it or not, Donald Trump is their leader. It is this absolute inability to admit wrong, to admit fault, to admit, because it's weakness. And therefore, if any other members of the party do that, I think the only person who stood up to him was Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney isn't running again because he can't survive in this party, in this formation. So with Senator Menendez,
who is a Democrat,
he has been accused of naughty things as well.
Oh, like finding gold bars and $430,000 in cash in his home that he said he just did that because, well, I don't know, he likes to bank at home. Okay.
I have my own branch. It's under my bed.
It's the Menendez branch of the Menendez Bank.
There he is.
But there does seem to be different standards for Democrats and Republicans when it comes to being caught doing naughty things.
Yeah.
When this news about Menendez broke, it was almost instantaneous that there were calls for him to either, he's got to get off of some of these committees for one thing.
Yeah.
And also calls that he should resign. And granted, he said too, I'm innocent. I'm not pleading guilty. I'm not going to resign. But at least some members of his own party were like, this is bad.
Yeah,
it's a bad reflection on the party.
The senator from his own state, Cory Booker, said he should resign. And now, here's the thing is, the Democrats have said this. Has Menendez resigned? No.
No.
And when Al Franken got in trouble, Democrats said you should resign. He resigned. I mean, I'm sure Al Franken is probably like in today's climate, he could have weathered this storm.
Absolutely.
But the Republicans do nothing because they can't lose any ranks because they're going to lose that seat. If he backs out and they have to run a special election, the Democrats would probably end up winning that seat because the Democrats would take it seriously.
Right. I just find it interesting that there are completely different rules when it comes to accountability. If you want to check in on this, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. And then I also want to remind folks about Donald Trump's good friend and advisor, Steve Bannon.
What did he do?
And what Steve Bannon did to Trump supporters and then got pardoned for it. Because again, that's all apparently just fine.
Well, you said the rules. I think we should rework that. It's not the rules, it's the expectations. We had expectations for a long time. Someone did something like this, they would step down. That's no longer, the expectations are no longer being met. Because they don't have to be, because there are no consequences unless you get to the final step, which is a trial.
And even then, in some instances, people were found guilty of crimes and they were pardoned by Trump on his way out the White House door.
Yep.
844-967-2789. You can call, you can text, you can leave a comment on the live stream. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sportsman's Pub, a family-owned stable here in our community. Open every day for you, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., 4810 8th Street South.
I dare you to try their famous Sportsman's Burgers and not have your mouth watering with just one whiff. 1/3 pound and 1/2 pound Angus beef patties cooked to perfection and topped with all fresh ingredients. But don't stop there. Be daring and try the 18-hole sandwich or a Grand Slam patty melt.
Come in, sit down, and enjoy. Sportsman's Pub, a proud supporter of Pet of the Week with WFHR.
around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisor Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are taking your calls and your texts at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Kicking around Republican Congressman George Santos, who is now facing a bunch more charges about stealing donors' credit cards and defrauding them and all kinds of just, you would think, typically unelectable things, but apparently not. So we're just looking at different ways and how the Democrats and the Republicans hold their members accountable. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack is on the phone. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Yeah, this Republican Party is really something else. First of all, they're damaging our international credibility by pulling this. I guess I can't use that word on the air.
We'd rather you didn't.
Thanks, Jack.
pulling this Speaker of the House thing, they can't do anything. So basically, they paralyzed our government in the House. In the Senate, we've got hundreds, literally, of military advancements that are being held up by one senator.
Yep.
We also do not have an ambassador to Israel, even,
right?
Because that person hasn't been approved. And this party is just, I've been saying this for years. The Republican Party's philosophy of governing is this: break the government and blame the Democrats. And it's been that way for decades.
You're absolutely right, Jack. And I want to say it was PJ O'Rourke who has the famous quote, "Republicans do nothing but complain about how the government is broken, and then they get elected and they prove it."
Yeah, that's about it.
Thank you so much for the call, Jack. Yeah, really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. What do you think about this?
Good morning. You know, as far as the Republicans, it's, you call it Looney Tunes, doesn't have cartoons as crazy as the Republicans. Their best candidate, their number one man, 91 felonies. Now let's go to the Speaker of the House. The guy they want for Speaker of the House has had a subpoena hanging over his head for over 300-plus days and refuses to answer. This is the best they come up with. This is not the worst. This is their best. if that's their best, somebody help me out. What's the worst? I really don't understand. You know, I know what bad is, and they can prove it, but tell me who's worse than the people they even want elected. Half of them are criminals. They talk about the illegals. There's more illegals in Congress. If you look at the congressional record, these guys took an oath to defend our country against foreign and domestic terror. They tore that up within days of taking the oath, and they voided the oath. Our problem is, though, for that bunch of goofballs, we have some inactive people that are waiting forever to take action and say, you people can't even run. Where are those people speaking? They're not even eligible, according to our Constitution or oath of office, to run for office. As they say in the court, I rest my case. Thanks so much for letting me speak.
Always love having you join the show, Bill. Thank you so very much. We have a new caller. Terry from Stevens Point is on the line. Good morning, Terry. Thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
What do you think of Joe Biden giving terrorist groups $6 billion taxpayer dollars?
Okay, Terry, that didn't happen, and we talked about that yesterday, and that's not American taxpayer money. That $6 billion was money that South Korea paid to Iran for oil. So that is not that's just not applicable to this discussion. And we're actually talking about George Santos right now and Steve Bannon. I do want to get some of this in real quickly about Steve Bannon because we're coming up against a break. President Trump gave a full pardon to Steve Bannon right before he left office after Bannon was charged and three others with defrauding donors of more than $1 million as part of a fundraising campaign purportedly to support Trump's border wall. So just think about that. Bannon, through a nonprofit under his control, allegedly used more than $1 million from We Build the Wall to cover hundreds of thousands of dollars in Bannon's personal expenses. As Adam Schiff, the Democrat from California, said at the time, Steve Bannon is getting a pardon from Trump after defrauding Trump's own supporters into paying for a wall that Trump promised Mexico would pay for. And if that all sounds crazy, that's because it is. So again, I think it's glaringly obvious that the two parties treat accountability far differently.
I think it also says something that for the second day in a row, someone called up with a boldly false claim because that's all they have are these, well, what do you think about? It's not true, so we're not going to think about it.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. And again, it's something that we addressed yesterday. And if you check more than one news source, you will likely find that information. Again, that this was not $6 billion in taxpayer money that President Biden just gave to Iran. That's not accurate.
I don't want to read.
You don't want to read. Oh, well, reading is hard. I know.
It's fundamental.
Reading is fundamental and requires, I don't know, comprehension and things like that. Okay, we are going to move on the other side of the break. We have the news coming up in just a couple of minutes when we come back. New mom Kristen Bry will be joining us. If you're not watching on the stream, I highly encourage you to do so. She's going to be joining us from home, and hopefully at some point in the next half hour, we will get a glimpse of little Frankie Lou. That's coming up. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. We're not very far into the new school year, and already Central Wisconsin students have missed instruction time because of school threats. While the threats have just been words with no actions behind them, police are reminding students that words matter.
News 9 reports the Wood County Sheriff's Department is now working with bomb-sniffing dogs who are able to locate firearms. Student safety is their primary mission. Officials say it's more important than ever to check in with your kids. Find out when they're angry or frustrated about something and have the conversation. Don't hesitate to reach out to school administration and school resource officers to keep communication lines open. Point Brewery is expanding. They're building a new hospitality center in a historic 1936 building. It will include a gift shop and tap room. Portage County Business Council and Point Brewery staff broke ground yesterday morning. The hospitality center is scheduled to open in the spring. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low-50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Both.
We're both doing pretty well. She just ate, so she's awake but calm.
She's very
calm. She's pretty calm in general.
Is
so,
she? You said that the picture you texted me last night of her wearing that little infant-sized cheese hat and she's screaming was hilarious.
Less of a fan of the hat.
Yeah.
Less of a fan of actually getting her diaper changed, but that's about it.
Really?
Otherwise, she's pretty chill otherwise.
Now, I just saw her Sunday, and she looks bigger already.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, she was born. She was a peanut at 6 pounds and 13 ounces when she was born. And we're going in for a 2-week checkup on Thursday, tomorrow. And I'm like, this kid's definitely back to her birth weight, if not, and then some, because she's like, she's feeling heavier. But then I like look at pictures like on the live stream right now, but she's still a peanut.
She's a little bean.
The cliche is true, is like they change really quickly.
Well, and that's why, are you getting anything done? Because even when I was there to see you on Sunday, just watching her face is fascinating. I could watch her face for hours. Just, you wonder what they're thinking, you know, you can't have any memories yet, you know, and her eyebrows are doing different things, and then she smiles, or then she frowns, or she looks disgusted by something, and it's hours of entertainment.
Hours of entertainment, yeah. It's wild how quickly, who was it that gave us the advice on when Mike was on the last day before I left for maternity leave, that with the days are long, but the years are short. But even the days feel short right now, because it's one of the busiest but most bored times, in that, you know, like you have these plans of getting certain stuff done during the day, and then all of a sudden it's like 3 p.m. And you're like, whoa, wait, what? And so now, especially with daylight savings coming up, when all of a sudden it's going to start getting dark even earlier, I think it's just going to be a total like mind trip as far as how quickly the days go. But you're like, what did I actually do today? Because I'd stare at her and change diapers and pull my boob out a lot.
That could be the title of a book.
I was going to say,
yeah.
That's your advice to a new mom. You're going to just stare at your child and pull your boob out a lot.
Pull your boob out.
Well, do you want to do the quiz first?
Sure. Let's talk about what I've... It's a really weird time. Like, when your job normally is to talk about the news, this is a really weird time to not be talking about the news. And I have very mixed feelings on whether it's, like, the best time to not have to have a take. Because it's, like, the things that I do know as far as what I have, like, through osmosis and just... Again, when my boob's out, I'm typically scrolling through my phone. but, like, you know... Typically, everything becomes, all right, what do I actually think about this? Because I have to talk about this. But the fact that at the state level, the country level, and the world level of how much craziness is happening right now, I think it's a good thing that I'm just like, just stare at your baby. Just stare at your baby.
Just look at her eyebrows for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And it'll keep you company.
Do you hear about what's going on in Israel? My baby's adorable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we made this pretty easy for you because it's multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
All right. So we didn't want to make it too hard for you. So this is our first round of What Did I Miss with Kristen Bry. Here we go. Question number one. Which former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice informed Assembly Speaker Robin Voss that impeaching newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz basically has no basis in reality? Was it A, Jeanine, what?
I said shocker.
I know, right? A, Jeanine Gieske, B, David Prosser, C, Judge Judy, or D, Patience Rogenczyk?
I know this because I listened to the show this week. It is David Prosser.
Well done. All right, she's got the first one.
I brought sound effects.
Nice. Impressive. All right, Kristen, on to question number two, New Mom News Quiz. Which Republican governor is in some hot water over the purchase of a $19,000 podium? A, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves. B, Illinois' Rod Blagojevich. C, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. D, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Wait, a $19,000 podium?
Yes, it's being called podium. It's being called Podium Gate.
Is it like encrusted with diamonds? Like what makes a podium $19,000?
She purchased it from a friend who owns a podium company.
Well, so that's a clue. So it takes down two of the Is it Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
It is.
Wow, that one is a total guess. I had not heard okay.
All right.
Okay. There's still details out there that are floating around, and there's still a lot of questions to be answered. But from what I understand, the state of Arkansas purchased this $19,000 podium from a friend of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and some reporter caught wind of it and asked for some open records, and they changed the date on some things after that happened. So, whoops. Yeah, that's kind of a, shouldn't do that.
What an oopsie doodles.
Whoopsie doodles, that's bad. All right, you
were like, we knew we weren't supposed to be doing that.
And now we know for sure. Yep, okay. Number three, you're 2 for 2 right now. You're doing great. Which one of the following is running to replace Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House? Is it A, Jim Jordan, B, Paul Gosar, C, Andy Biggs, or Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy, because Groot is arguably a better speaker than any of the other options that we have?
Good answer. I know this one. Well, it's Jim Jordan. And then is the other one still Scalise?
Yep. Jim Jordan and Steve
Scalise.
Is there
anyone else? Has anyone else joined?
No one else has joined. They are meeting behind closed doors today. And they all had to turn in their phones because apparently nobody trusts each other from not tweeting out or Xing out what's going on in this super secret session. And even with just the two of them, from what I've been reading this morning, it doesn't sound like there's any guarantee that either of them are going to get enough votes.
They even asked Matt Gaetz, and he's like, I don't know, whoever is the best. And you're the guy who engineered this whole thing.
Whoever's the best? Yeah. Oh, God. I just saw something on scrolling through Instagram at like 3 a.m. last night. Nancy Mace like showed up with like a scarlet letter out of like red tape that she put on her white tee from like the Gap and was like, oh, I've been wearing this all week. It's like, didn't you just put this on yourself? Like,
well, and her whole thing is she did that because I'm a woman and I've been saying unpopular things. So that gives you a scarlet letter.
Sorry, Lauren Bober just called, said, get in line, pal.
Yeah, hold my beer. Yeah.
Oh, we can pass out so many A's, that would take an entire day. If you are just joining us, new mom Kristen Bry is here with Frances Louise, and I highly encourage you to jump on one of our live streams. You can find us live on Facebook and Twitter and, what's the other one, Kristen, Instagram?
No, we can do, it's YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook for the live stream.
All right, so make sure you check it out. While we have little Frances, and she's being really good.
From this angle, she looks like she's sleeping, but she's just staring at me.
Cool. Is she focusing yet?
She focuses on these high contrast cards, which is pretty cool to watch her go from like a little cross-eyed to actually focusing. That's a little like, and then she's like, oh yeah, I can actually see that.
I can only imagine how big your face must look to her, you know?
Probably, especially when I get very close.
Very close, exactly. All right, on to the next question. Which Republican member of the House is accused by a member of his own party of showing off pictures of women he'd had sex with on the House floor and also bragging on the House floor about his use of erectile dysfunction drugs so he could, quote, go all night? Is it A, Glenn Grothman, B, Patrick McHenry, C, Matt Gaetz, or D, Chip Roy?
I had not heard this story yet, but I'm just educated guess. We're going to go with Matt Gaetz.
That is correct. Yes. And
is that
a recent story? I feel like that's been news.
That came out. Well, another congressman came out after.
A Republican.
Last week when he helped oust McCarthy, he brought it back into the world.
Because you're right, Kristen. That's a story from a couple of years ago. I can remember hearing about this at least 2 years ago, that Gaetz would bring pictures of his dates or whatever in various stages of nudity on the House floor and show them off to his buddies, other members of the House, like they got their own little frat boy thing going on.
We did have an extra point, though.
We do have an extra point. If you can tell us how Matt Gaetz said he ingested the erectile dysfunction drugs.
Oh, the fact that you've suggested it, that it would not be orally, makes me think that it's probably anally.
No.
That's not it.
Well, it was, he crushed them and would chase them with a energy drink.
Yep.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, so I was a little off.
That sounds about right, right? Well, you are doing really, really good on this quiz. We only have one more question left. Which celebrity does not share Frankie Lou's birthday of September 28th? Is it A?
Ooh.
Is it A, Naomi Watts, B, Mira Sorvino, C, Groot, or D, Bridget Bardot?
Is the third one Groot again?
Yes.
All right, it's Groot. It is I don't Groot. Think Groot has a birthday.
That is correct.
I did not have a hand in writing this quiz.
Are you dissing my quiz?
I just feel like Groot was overkill.
I think it's a funny name.
Okay.
I just like it's a funny word.
Well, it's a 100% there.
Absolutely.
A plus.
Holy, did, look yes. at that. Look at that. Just scrolling through those socials can still kind of stay up to date.
Well, well done. Well done. We will do this again next week if we're going to make next this a regular thing. We're going to do a regular Wednesday thing with you. And has anybody else stopped by? Has anybody else been able to meet her since you've been home?
Friend of the show, Joe Zepecki, and his wife, Melissa, are coming over literally for lunch today. They're bringing me sushi.
Oh, nice.
Very exciting.
That's nice.
Who else? Greg was really busy. So Greg has not gotten to see. So he had an entire festival to run. So Greg will have to come over soon. Family's all met her. A couple friends have met her, but it's kind of getting to the stage. It's fun now. Like, I feel like my, I'm not a germaphobe. Like, I'm not a high anxiety person as far as, like, you got to be careful, like, in general, but also just with a baby, I haven't been super, like, you have to wash your hands, you have to,
right.
And so,
wear a mask.
But then I had mom guilt, because then I was like, should I be that person? So it's been mostly kind of like an open door, is like, we're not doing much, we're just sitting here chilling most of the day. So people, as they've wanted to stop by and either bring food or diapers or something, we've had a good rotation of folks through.
Well, and that was kind of one thing that surprised you too, because she's so small that you're going to need a lot more tiny diapers for probably longer than you thought.
None of her 0 to 3 stuff fits her yet. And so all the clothes, because I think we just assumed, being like a 5'10 and 6'3 person, that we were going to have a bigger baby.
Sure.
But she's such a peanut that, like, none of the stuff that's 0 to 3 months fits her. So we had to, like, have friends bring over some of their hand-me-down newborn stuff. I've ordered some Amazon just, like, plain white onesies to be able to, like, actually dress her every day. But yeah, now, like, because it was prime days, no, sorry for the free promotion, but I was like, all right, like, how much, it's like that gamble. It's like, how long do I think you're going to be under 8 pounds? Is it worth buying more stuff or just wrapping you in a blanket for a couple more weeks?
Well, you got your next checkup coming up soon, right? You said, and so we'll see
tomorrow.
How she's doing tomorrow,
yeah.
How she's doing with her weight and stuff. If you have any questions you have for the new mom, 844-967-2789. If you're watching on the live stream, you can post a question there as well. Kristen will be back with Frankie Lou on the other side of the break. I hope you will stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Live on stage, a tribute from Steve Bobbitt, Logan Rammy, and Christopher Lonsdorf. The rock and roll sound of Rod Stewart, Elvis, and Buddy Holly. Also country artists Jeff Landon and Jeff Cannon. And don't miss the Blues Brothers. Bring a lawn chair for all the shows. Free admission and enjoy over 70 booth vendors, kids games, the Zor Clowns, and concessions. It's all happening during the Holiday Spirits Zor Funster Benefit Event. Saturday, October 14th and 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 100 baskets to raffle with 100 winners and 100% of the raffle going to the Shriners Children's Hospitals. A car cruise in each day, weather permitting. Special treats, Captain America, Batman, and the Kit Car from Knight Rider. Saturday is costume day. Dress up for some spooktacular fun. An event for the whole family Saturday, October 14th and 15th at Arnott Lions Park, corner of Highway J and 4th Street in Arnott. Sponsored in part by Renee's Red Rooster, Chatterbox, Sparhawk Trucking, and Civic Media.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover force!
West. Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is on the line against Iowa. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. 10 minutes before 11 o'clock, Jane Matinier in for Kristen Bry, Greg Bach on the board, and Kristen and baby Frances joining us live right now. She's so cute. She's just
she's
so
very
darn cute. I'm going to call her Frankie Lou Who because she reminds me of a Who Bill.
Okay. A little, would you say, Greg, her boopable nose?
Her boopable nose. It's a very boopable nose.
Absolutely. And we did
it. Pretty poople nose.
We did have just one comment on the live stream with a emoji face with a big hearts for eyes. So if you have any questions or comments from Sarah at 844-967-2789, you can call and or text. And we're going to make this a regular Wednesday conversation with Kristen while she is off on maternity leave. So what's been the most surprising thing so far with what she's 10 days old?
She will be 2 weeks tomorrow.
2 weeks tomorrow.
So technically she's 13 days today. What has been the most surprising? I don't know. I think I'm feeling like the sleep deprivation is not like she's sleeping in like 2 hours at a time, 2 hours stretches.
Okay.
So I'm still getting like in total 6 to 7 hours,
but it's all broken
up. But it's
up.
Just not. Yeah. It's just not in a row.
Right.
But that's been okay. I think it's as much like breastfeeding is exhausting. Like I think like not the actual act of it, but I'm way hungrier now than I ever was during my pregnancy.
Really?
Way hungrier. Like during my pregnancy, like I kind of ate what I wanted, but I didn't really like, there was never like, oh my God, I am hangry. Like feed me now.
Yeah.
Versus now I'm way hungrier. So that's been an interesting change. And I don't know. I feel like it's still just that moment of like Mike and I every once in a while just looking at her and be like, we made that. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, she's ours forever.
Yep. She's not going away anytime soon. That's for sure. And it's like we were joking when they said on Sex and the City, today is your day not to kill the baby. Tomorrow is your day not to kill the baby.
Yeah. Well, most of the days are my days right now. What?
How's Mike feeling? How's Mike doing with his back?
He is doing okay. He had Oktoberfest this weekend,
yeah.
Which was a huge success. It was slammed.
Well, the weather was perfect.
The weather was perfect, but he was moving around and doing a lot for 3 days in a row. And so, he was a little sore last night. So he's overall, he's doing great, but, yeah, it's we're both just not totally at 100%, which has been interesting. My mom was here for almost a whole week. She came on Wednesday and stayed till yesterday morning. And so that was a huge help. We have our fridge is stocked to the brim.
I bet.
With food, homemade food by Mama Bry.
Nice.
The original Mama Bry.
She's Grandmama Bry now.
Yeah, she's Bubby Bry. That's what she wanted. She wanted Bubby versus Bubby. And Grandma. She has multiple shirts that say Bubby on it.
I love it.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
Me too.
That's the only thing I look that bums me out about not being a parent ever is I'm never going to be a grandpa.
And what would you want to be called if you were grandpa?
anything but grandpa. I don't mind the name, but like, I just feel like all the names nowadays are just great. Opa or Bumpa or whatever. I don't care. It's just like cute. So cute.
And when did you want to share about her volcanic that you referenced in your text this morning?
Well, so I mean, I always knew this was an option. Well, I knew it was more so with boys, like with a boy baby, the likelihood of getting pee in your face is inevitable.
Sure.
Because of the anatomy. But what's twice now, once it's happened to me, and I think once it's happened to Mike, where, because, you know, like if as you try to help them with their little digestion, you're kind of doing like little bicycle kicks for them or moving their tummy around, helping things move. And you hear usually when you're holding them like a big wet fart, which is adorable and funny, but it's less fun. Well, it's fine. It's actually funny when it happens because it's just, you're like, oh, this is a volcano of poop. And so there's been a couple times that we've gone to change her diaper, you know, and you lift up her legs to stick the new diaper underneath. And then it's just, it literally is just a volcano out of that tiny little butthole of yellow mustard colored seedy breast milk poop. And you're like, all right, well, clean this up.
Well, and from what I have heard is that once she starts eating, you know, different food and solid foods,
it's a different game,
much different game. And if you think it's less than appealing now, I've heard that it gets much worse.
Yeah, it's actually not that bad now. It's just, it's mostly funny and it like kind of stinks, but it's actually not that bad. But I think, yeah, once the solid foods come in, you're like, it's a different ball game.
Katel RJ on the stream has a comment. How has Frankie handled riding in a vehicle so far? Has she had more than one ride?
So she's gone home from the hospital. She went to a pediatrician, and then we actually did stop by Oktoberfest on Saturday. And she doesn't love getting put into the car seat, like having the seatbelt and all the adjustments. But then once she's like strapped in and the car is moving, she's fine.
Does she just automatically conk out and go into a coma?
Pretty much. And so it's kind of just the adjustment period of that. But then she's okay. She likes the soft carrier. We've gone on a couple walks of her just zonking out, like being next to my body. Like, and then I've managed to be able to walk with her and Cliff at the same time by myself. So that felt like
that's an accomplishment.
How is Cliff adjusting? I've seen some pictures of like mild reservation.
That's probably a good way to put it. Like he acknowledges her, he gives her a couple kisses. He's by no means obsessed with her. And he is certainly adjusting, I think, as far as he knows that things are a little different now.
Well, and I think I texted this to you too. He's got to be thinking, are we keeping this weird dog?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't smell like another dog. I know it's something and they seem to like it.
How come I don't get pants?
Right. Why don't I have outfits? Come on, what's up with this? Well, we're all so happy for you. We are just delighted and over the moon and can't wait till all of us get a chance to hold her and sway her and boop that little boopable nose. But for now, we're going to wrap this up. We have another guest after the top of the hour news. Scott Klug is going to be here. He's going to talk about his new podcast. You will be back with us next Wednesday morning at 10:30 from 10:30 to 11. And we'll do a little growth chart and see how Frankie Boo is doing.
See how big she is. Those feet are big, that's for sure. So, all right. Well, you guys are doing a great job. Can't wait to keep listening.
All right. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You are listening to that's what it is. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
You got it, Jane.
What's my name?
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W24 8DE, broadcasting at 97.5.